Just want to be obedient really quick. Joe, I just had something that came to my heart. So those of you that are watching online, we are so happy to have you in the house. If you can just give us a wave, we love you. Thanks for being with us. You can't see Joe, but everyone in here can, so just look at him really quick. While we were in worship, I just felt encouraged through the Holy Spirit that he wanted me to say this to you, that he's thankful for your obedience. And this is not, sometimes when you give some, when the Holy Spirit gives somebody a compliment, because he does that, he likes us, then when the Holy Spirit gives somebody a compliment, it could feel like we're giving somebody else not a compliment. So don't take that for what it is. But Joe's a fisherman, and Joe could be out fishing, I think, maybe if the water's, I don't know if the weather's good today. And it feels like it's good. And Joe could be out fishing, and he's not, he's here. And I've watched Joe week after week come no matter what the weather is. And when I was standing over there, remember the account of the disciples when they didn't catch anything? And then remember they came in contact with Jesus, and he said, go ahead and put your nets on the other side. You know, what's funny is I don't know when the fish showed up. Because they were fishing, they were, I can feel the frustration in their voices. They're like, Jesus, we were in the same spot. But it wasn't that the fish showed up, it was that their obedience brought the fish. And I want to let you know that not just with fishing, but in every area of your life, obedience brings provision. Amen? Just stretch your hands towards him. Him and Britt are getting married on Memorial Day. They both have amazing testimonies of restoration that God's brought them through. They both come through addiction, and honestly, Brittany works for Karis, for Josh and Hannah, and is a huge blessing, and God has just done amazing things, not just in them, but he's doing amazing things through them. And so let's just hook up with that. Father God, we thank you as a family, not just Pastor Stephen and I, but as a body, as a family. We thank you, Father God, for the deliverance that you've brought in their lives, for the victory that you've brought in their lives. And we thank you, Father God, for these upcoming years that you just pour increase into their life, not just financially, but favor. Father God, I thank you for their testimony, because we're saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I thank you that you just keep revealing yourself more and more to them each and every single day. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen. Thank you for allowing me to do that. I am very excited. As Bryce mentioned, we are going to be starting a new series this morning called Sozo. It's on our third confession that you saw up there. So a strong spirit, settled emotions, sharp mind, and healed body. But I've been having some fun finding some jokes for you guys. I'm going to throw this one up. It's not a readable one. That's funny. Kids today are soft. I died once when I was 5 and my mom told me to walk it off. I'm that mom, by the way. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I just thought that was funny. So I don't know that we have jungle gyms that look like that anymore. I feel like they have padding wrapped all around them, and I don't know. But I died on one of those too once. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's pray and let's get started. Father God, we're so grateful. We're grateful to be in your house. We're grateful to be online. We're grateful to be in your word and in your presence. We thank you, Father God, that as we hear the word, as even I teach the word, I humble myself to the Spirit of God. I humble myself underneath your mighty hand, underneath your word. I thank you, Father God, that we have ears to hear clearly what you want to say through your Spirit, and we have eyes to see things that we've never seen before, because you reveal things to us that we've never seen before. I thank you for it. I thank you for the family that we have around us. We draw strength from one another. We encourage one another. I'm strengthened by them, and they're strengthened by me, and together we, hallelujah, we are equipping the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. If you'll work with me this morning, I think there's quite a few scriptures. So if you've never downloaded our app, just take a moment and do that. If you don't have, or if you do have our app, go ahead and go ahead on there. And then if you brought a paper Bible, because I brought both this morning, I am going to use my paper Bible this morning as well. And we're going to get started. Today we're going to start, like I said, a new series called Sozo. And this is a Greek word that is our English word salvation. So here's the thing. This Greek word sozo is the word that we see for salvation, but it carries a ton of different meanings. So I'm going to go ahead and read off these meanings to you. It means to save. It means to deliver. It means to make whole, to be healed, to be whole, to rescue, to escape from temptation, and it also means the renewing of their mind. So let me share this little bit of information, just a little bit of history before we dig in. This word sozo, say sozo. This word sozo, or one of its grammatical forms, is used over 100 times just in the New Testament. Just in the New Testament. So this grammatical form, sozo, is used, and it's especially used with this. When Jesus heals someone, now check this out. When Jesus heals someone physically, emotionally, or spiritually, it's encompassing, okay? Sozo then depicts the picture of the full package. Say full package. The full package of salvation, healing, and deliverance that Jesus came. Now, I thought about this. I've heard Andrew Womack say this before. Isn't it interesting, even with our own selves, then when God created this earth and all that's in it, that he created the earth and he created the waters and he created the trees and he created the animals. He didn't create us first. He created all of that first. If he would have put us on this earth first, we wouldn't have air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat. We wouldn't have it. So God pre-planned to create all of that and then create us so that we would be able to sustain ourselves. Amen. He did the same thing for you spiritually. He's created everything that you have need of on the inside. And last week, if you were with us for Easter service, we had a wonderful time together on our three services. And Pastor Stephen left us with this thought. He talked about the cross and the power of the cross. He talked about the fact that Jesus defeated the enemy. And then he left us with this thought that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead now lives in you. What he left us with was that there is power within us to accomplish everything that God's called us to do. So I'm going to throw up this graphic that I want to give you a picture. So see up there, there's sozo. That's the umbrella that we're going to be spending some time on over the next, we really haven't honestly given ourselves a time frame. Because today, I'm just laying some foundation. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to lay some foundation of sozo. And over the next several weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about every single one of these. The strong spirit, the settled emotions, sharp mind, and healed body. How many in this room could use at least one of those? Or all of them? Just raise your hand. So the interesting part is, I wanted you to see that this provision, this what you need is already on the inside of you. Now, if you will, go with me. I'm gonna prove it. Today is kind of like it is a foundation, but it's me kind of letting you see that God already wants this for you. Go with me, if you will, in your Bibles to Colossians, or go on your app to Colossians. Please don't just depend on what's up on the screen. Please don't do that. It would behoove you to look at the word yourself. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. The other thing that's so very fun is if you have your paper Bible and you write notes in your paper Bible, when you go back and read them, you see the revelation that God's given you before, and it excites you. Or maybe just me. Okay. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. And this... I'm going to say a couple things before we get started. One of the things is that we are endeavoring even more than we ever have in 2021 to be students of the word and to not take scripture out of context, to not just put a pop of scripture in there because it fits what we want to say. That's very important, right? We want to read things in context. So I want you to do something. It would be wise of you when we write notes or we take notes for you to go ahead and read the entire chapter so that you can know. Because right now I'm starting in verse 19, but it's kind of in the middle of something. But for time's sake, I don't have the ability to read every single chapter in full, but you do. Amen. Thanks, Seth. Okay, verse 19, here we go. It says, for God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. This is kind of what we were talking about last week through the Easter service. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Aren't you thankful? Amen. Thankful. Verse 21 says this. This includes who? Say you. Or say me. This includes me, who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now God, he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. Say, as a result. Don't you love words like that? I love words like that. Those kind of words are put in there for you to slow down. They're put in there for you to ponder for just a moment. So as a result of what? As a result of the death, burial, and resurrection. As a result of Jesus Christ shed blood for you. As a result of the fact that Jesus came and died on the cross for you. As a result of all that Jesus did for you, you're about to hear what something's good that's going to happen for you. As a result, he has brought you into his presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Is that fabulous or what? I don't know about you, but how many of you have ever felt guilty in life? Or yesterday? Don't raise your hand. What I love about this is that we are blameless without a single fault. And I'm going to take the time to explain to you this sozo life that God has intended for you. Now, if you will, if you're in your paper Bibles or if you are in the scriptures, you're going to flip just one chapter over to chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. Paul's continuing his thought. He's talking about the freedom that you have in life. And now, verse 6, I'm going to read 6 through 10. And now, just as you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. This is one of our team's favorite scriptures. We talk about this scripture a lot. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Say, then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Verse 8, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness. This is talking about when Jesus came. For in Christ, when Jesus Christ was on this earth, lived all the fullness of God in human body. Now, verse 10's for you. Say, it's for me. Woo, you're going to like it. So you, say me, also are what? Oh, hallelujah. So you are complete through the union with Christ, who is head over the ruler and authority. I am what? I am faultless, I am without sin, and this verse in Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says, now I am complete. Because he is complete, I am complete. Don't you love that? Okay, go with me to Peter, 2 Peter, should be in your notes, 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to turn there. 2 Peter, say thank him for his word. Okay, everyone, thank you for your word. Where would we be without it? 2 Peter chapter 1, we'd be squirrely. I'll just tell you where you'd be. You'd be squirrely. And if you still are squirrely, put yourself in the word. The word is the only thing. I wish that I could get to, I wish I had the privilege of teaching every one of these four things in this series, because every single one will transform your entire life. Every single one. But the most important, not the most important, but Bryce touched on it a little bit this morning. The sharp mind, listen, your mind needs to be renewed by the power of the word. If you don't have something operating in your life that's complete, it's because you're not renewed to it. You're not renewed to it because the Bible says you're complete, blameless, and whole in him. I'm going to show you another verse in Second Peter chapter 1. I'm going to go to verse 3 and 4. Here we go. By his divine power, God has given us what? Just some things. Just a little bit right here. God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received this, all of this, by coming to know him, the one who has called us to himself by means of his glory and his excellence. Hallelujah. Oh, should I read another verse? Yeah, I'll read another verse. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These promises that enable, woo, and what do they enable? They enable you to share in what? Oh, come on. To enable you to share in what? Your human nature? These promises that are in the Word of God, this sozo life that's in the Word of God, this enables you to share in the divine nature that God's put on the inside of you. If you're blameless and complete in him, there's a new nature. We sing that song. There is a new name. Well, that's not it. Maybe it's a, Kenzie said that's good. I'll just keep on singing it. But here's the thing, what's interesting about that song, that when there's a new name written in glory and it's mine, what happens is not did you get just get a new name, you got a new nature. It says the nature of God then lives on the, do you know that when you don't act like Christ, you're actually acting opposite, you're really not even being who you really are. You really are made in the very image and likeness of Christ. Hallelujah. All right, I gotta hurry. I'm going to make this a little bit clearer to you. If you'll go with me to the book of Isaiah. Now, we have quoted this verse. It's a lovely verse, and it's very important to our faith. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm going to break this down for you in three parts. I'm going to break it down for you in your spirit, soul, and body. I want you to see this word sozo that's over 100 times. It means whole. It means healed. It means delivered. It means set free. It means recovered. It means renewed mind. It means everything that you have need of is in Christ, and it's over 100 times in the New Testament, and it's the very nature of God living on the inside of you that's going to cause you to succeed. And when you begin to see yourself like that, you're going to be able to embrace the engrafted Word of God. So go with me to Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm going to, blah, 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 blah. Give me just a second. That's Daniel. Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm going to break this down for you a little bit. Okay, so the first one that we're going to talk about today is the Spirit. Now, in verse 5, it says this, but he was pierced for our rebellion, he was crushed for our sins. This is given the picture of Jesus Christ and what happened when he died on the cross. When he died on the cross, there were several things that happened. It didn't just give you a way into heaven. Sometimes when we hear the word salvation, we think we've escaped hell. Not only have you escaped hell, you've escaped a couple other things. There's several other things that you need to know about that sozo life provided. Not just salvation so you can get to heaven. Salvation is much more than just going to heaven. It's a complete package. It's the very nature of God on the inside of you. So listen, right there it says, he was pierced for our rebellion, he was crushed for our sins. Now that's the spirit part of who we are. The spirit part, say the spirit part. The spirit part. Now, I'm going to show you every single one of these. I'm going to give you, at least two scriptures, okay? We're going to say fast. So write them down or get a pen or just make notes. Study this week. Do you know that I'm not just excited because I'm an excitable person? I am an excitable person. But do you know when you stop getting excited about the Word of God, it's because you don't have revelation of it. If you're not out there like, woo, then here's the thing, you don't know it. Because the more I know it, the more, listen, I don't have to live in defeat. I don't have to live sick. I don't have to live any, I don't have to, because the very nature and the life of God lives in me. I don't have to be depressed. I don't have to be full of anxiety or fear or any of that. The nature of God is in me. And you would act like this if you knew that. Maybe a little calmer down version. But you would do tap your foot or something. Very good. Hallelujah. Son, I know I told you. Just give me two more extra seconds. Isaiah. Okay, so turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verse 10. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. I'm going to go through these super fast. I just wanted to give you, I wanted to build. I'm not building a case. I'm building you in the Word. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm trying to show you. The Holy Spirit does the convincing. That's not my job. My job is to show you the Word of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be what? That word in there is sozo. So say, I will be sozo. We will certainly be sozo. Through the life of His Son, sozo. This is our spirit man. Remember, our spirit man is what gets born again. Okay? This is the part of us that comes alive unto God. The spirit man. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, NLT. But God, so rich in His mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead and because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been sozo. That word, you look it up. I dare you to look it up. It's sozo. It's the umbrella. It's the goodness of God. Our soul. Remember, we're spirit, soul, and body. It's the complete package. He created us that way, so He redeemed us that way. And He wouldn't have created you with the spirit, soul, and body if He didn't want all of that to know Him. He could have just created a bunch of spirits. But no, He created us with a mind to think like Him, with a body to respond like Him. Amen? Your soul. Here we go. In verse 4, so you would go back up in Isaiah. It says this. He carried, yet our weaknesses He carried. It was, say the word sorrow. That word sorrow there means grief or depression or fear, anxiety. It was our sorrows that weighed Him down. He took care of this. Go with me, if you will, to James. I'm going to give you, these are your two verses that I'm going to pack it up in. James chapter 1, verse 21. Verse 21. Now listen, you have to know these things in context. If you don't know them in context, you'll read them and you'll come up with your own squirrely idea of what they mean. James is actually written to the believers. Remember, we did a whole study on James. It's written to the church abroad that was scattered. So James is not talking to a non-believer here. He's talking to a believer. Here he goes. James chapter 1, verse 21. So get rid of all filth and evil in your life and humbly accept the word that has been planted in your hearts, for it has the power to what? To sozo. Does that mean your spirit saved? No, it does not. He is talking to the church. You're like, oh, that just means salvation. It does not mean salvation right there. It does mean salvation. It means salvation in the sozo form. That your mind, your will, and your emotions might be saved. Then He says, not just you, but all those you come in contact with. Hallelujah. Timothy. This is the only verse in all of them that I brought to you in the message because I just like the way it says it. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 15 and 16 out of the Message translation. Our soul, say my soul, my mind, will, and emotions, my soul. He came to redeem us, to sozo, give us salvation life. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people you see, the people will see you mature. Okay, obviously He's talking about believers right here, right? Because He's talking about maturity. Keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teachings. Don't be diverted. Just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience what? Say fast. Oh, help a girl. Say hurry up. Okay. The body. Verse 5. It says this. He was beaten so we could be whole. Sozo right there. He was whipped so we could be, come on. so we could be healed, sozo. I'm going to give you these verses. James chapter 5, verse 15. James chapter 5, verse 15. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well, sozo. The Lord will make you well, and if you've committed any sins, you will be forgiven. That word well there is the word sozo. I had another one. Oh, Matthew. I'm sorry. I skipped one. I'm sorry, Laura. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. And Jesus turned around, and when he saw the daughter, he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you sozo." So spirit, soul, and body. Now, I love an analogy, and I think it just drives the point home. And so I looked all day for something that says, go ahead and put that thing up. Read those little lines right there. It says what? Assembly required. So in this box, right down here, it says assembly required. So Pastor Stephen put this together for me. I might give it away after second service. Do you know that everything he needed to make this look like this was in this box? But it required some what? See, everything that you have need of, spirit, soul, and body, lives in you. It lives in me. The nature of God lives in me. His strength lives in me. His grace and his love, his mercy lives in me. But it requires some assembly. Can I tell you something? I had to go to four stores to find something that says assembly required. Do you want to know something? They think y'all are dumb. Do you know that now most things say no assembly required? Do you know that if they even say it, this thing was on the top shelf at Lowe's. Like, I found one busted one. And listen, everything else that was at my eye level said either no assembly or easy assembly. It's easy. And you know what? Even pastors, listen, your salvation is easy, but the assembly of your mind, will, and emotions and your body, it's not all that easy. We've lied to you. Salvation, yes, you're a new name written in heaven, and it's mine, and I'm going to heaven. But guess what? To renew this stinking thinking, and to tell this body, guess what? I do not care that you don't feel good. Shut up and get up. I'm going to tell you, that, my friend, is not easy. It's not easy to say, stop being offended, you sorry butt. You're really going to let that offend you. Because if you're offended and you're in this room, I'm just going to tell you something. You're not walking in all the fullness of God. You cannot be offended and honestly honor God. Can't. Say can't. Can't. And so guess what? There is some assembly required, and it's called the Word of God. Spirit, soul, mind, will, and emotions, and my flesh. And he paid a price for them all under sozo. Hallelujah. Don't you love it? Amen. Stand up in this place. Pastor Stephen, will you pray us out? Thanks. Just come on.
You know what's interesting to me when I think of this series and the pathway that we're getting ready to take? If you'll hook up with us, for the next 8 weeks. Miss one, come seven. Give a little bit of a grace there. If you can't make it to the service online, I understand there's a lot of different circumstances that keep you from coming out to an in-house service. I understand all of that. And I'm just grateful that you're, I mean, it's a joy to be spending the morning with you online and here in the house. But out of all of our confessions that we're on the pathway to possess for the end of this year, we live in an immediate world and we want the immediate now, and we forget there's a pathway to get there. And this one here, right in the middle, is probably the strongest teaching on how we are to live as a believer in the ones that we'll be doing this whole year. Because it's going to live by faith. And the Bible says four different references, one in the old, three in the new, that you and I are to live by faith. How does that, what does that mean? Well, to live by what we believe and by how we speak. So the one thing she did not say throughout this series, I don't want to teach what she's already taught. I just want to remind you what she said. She did not say that the circumstances and the things that come against us don't come. She says there's a way we approach them when we do come.
Amen.
The way we approach them is in really two words: what you yield to and what you accept. You can be offended by someone telling you, you don't have to be upset and depressed right now because you feel so depressed, your world's horrible, and the world around you is horrible. We're not telling you it's not. We're telling you how to come up and to come out of that. Learning how to not yield to that side of life, learning how not to accept that, not deny, but not yield and not accept, learn how to come up and out of that by faith. How do I come up and out of that by faith? Starts by having an understanding and knowledge of this. Because this will teach you how.
Amen.
But it's not enough to just learn how. Then you have to become the applier and the assembler that will assemble what you've learned by what you believe and by what you speak.
Amen.
So I challenge you over the next 8 weeks. Those of you that are out there online, keep coming back online. Be consistent. Don't miss a week. If you miss Sunday, you can't be here for this moment, any of us, go back. Tuesday, it's up online. You can hear what we shared this week. I'm telling you, this series will teach you how to yield to even to the next series, where we'll be teaching on how to control your emotions, which is how most of you are led, by your emotions. We're to live by faith. We're equipped with a strong spirit,
sharp mind,
healed body, settled emotions. Say it with me. I am equipped with a strong spirit.
With a strong spirit.
Healed body.
Settled emotions.
Come on now.
Sharp mind.
I'm equipped with sozo.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And He is faithful that promised sozo.
Amen.
Every head bow, every eye closed this morning.
Thank you,
Father, I'm thankful for these wonderful, great people that took of their precious time and to come out here on Sunday morning and to join us online Sunday morning. I know we all have busy schedules and lives and things we could do other than maybe this. But I'm so grateful that you're patient with all of us and you love us so much that you're just excited and joyful that we're here. But I pray that every person in this house, that there'll be something that'll stir on the inside of them by your spirit, your goodness, that'll draw them to want to know more of sozo and what's included in the salvation that you provided. An all-inclusive with some assembly required. Father, I pray that as we embrace this launch of this new series, that when we come to the end of it, 8 weeks, that we will be those people that are starting strong in spirit and moving forward to the end of this year and accomplishing and overcoming the circumstances that we're facing. And Father, if there's someone here this morning that the first most important thing you want them to know is that you love them and you care for them, and they don't feel that way. They feel like they're lost. They don't feel like they have that connection to life, to where someone believes in them and they have purpose. I pray that you'll touch their heart right now. That you'll let them know that even this moment of feeling that they sense is you loving them. Loving them to purpose. Loving them to an overcoming life. I pray if there's someone out there that feels like they've walked away from you and they need a new start, a reboot, and to understand and come back to a place of forgiveness and mercy and grace that you've done in their life, I pray that they'll also at this moment be able to make that all-in moment of decision to come back to you. So I'm going to invite everybody here this morning just to pray with me out loud. If you are a person that wants to know him for the first time, if you want to maybe restart that, I want to pray as a whole this morning, because I think there's enough said to give us a understanding how much he loves us. So would you pray after me as I lead you in a prayer this morning? Say, oh God, I believe that you are real. There's something working in me right now. As the man said, it's defined as your goodness. Well, I'm going to yield and accept that goodness. I'm going to admit that I've been a sinner. I've made mistakes. Now I confess them before you. I confess Jesus as my Lord and my Savior for the first time. And for that person, it's your second time to just come back. Say, I come back and I'm all in. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Give it up for Mama Tiff this morning. Come on. Which one? I'm getting ready to.
Okay.
You told me what to do. I'm just following instruction. We do want to let you know that coming up here is there.
Thank you, Pastor Tiffany, for that awesome word today. Guys, Pastor Tiffany just kicked off our new series, Sozo. I hope you enjoyed it today. It's going to be a great series, so I encourage you to keep coming back and tuning in with us. You're going to love it. Hey, I want to take a quick moment and just talk to you today. Those of you at the very end of the message, maybe you prayed that prayer with Pastor Tiffany. Maybe you wanted to make a first-time commitment to a relationship with Christ, or maybe you're looking to make a recommitment and get your life back on track with the things of God. I want to tell you that I'm so excited for you if you prayed that prayer today, and I want to encourage you in two simple, easy steps that I want to direct you in that I think are going to be so helpful for your walk with Christ. The first is to download our Coastal Family Church app. Once you downloaded that, I want to encourage you to go to the I Have Decided tab in the Coastal Family Church app. And once you fill out some of that information that's on there and submit it, we'll get it, and it's going to allow us to connect with you. And we're just going to get you some great things. One thing is a tool, and that's the Bible. I want to encourage you with this because the Bible is our foundation for our walk with Christ. It's important that we as believers read it daily. And so if you don't have one, we'd love to bless you with one and get one in your hands so you can read it daily. So again, guys, just download the Coastal Family Church app and then connect with us through the I Have Decided tab. And then, guys, I just have two announcements I want to give to you today before we close out this morning's online worship experience. The first one is that our service times are changing. Maybe you've been made aware of it, but I just want to reiterate it so you know for sure. We have our 8:30 a.m. That stays the same. Nothing changes there. But our 10:30 service is going to be switching to 10 a.m. now. So I encourage you that if you're a part of our 10:30 service, to just be aware of that so you know to come to 10 a.m. instead. And then the other thing, guys, is that we are going to be having a baby dedication, and that's going to be next Sunday, and that's going to be at our 10 a.m. service. And if you want to be a part of that, there's two easy ways to sign up. You can sign up through our Coastal Family Church website. Just go to coastalfamilychurch.com, or you can do it through our app. Again, Coastal Family Church, just download that in the Google Play Store or the App Store, whichever one works best for you. But I just encourage you that if you have a baby and you want to get it dedicated, I just encourage you to follow that route. And again, it's going to be for our 10 a.m. service only, so don't want you to miss out on that. And I also don't want you to miss out on the 10 a.m., 10:30 thing, because I don't want you to show up for a 10:30 service and we not be here, or we will be here. We'll probably be halfway through the message at that point. So I encourage you, come hang out with us at our 10 a.m., whichever's best for you. But we love y'all so much. I hope y'all have a blessed week, and we'll see you back next weekend.